have a seat.
我们都知道今年教会的主题是什么？
黎明复苏。We know the theme of our church this year is spiritual revival.
从去年到现在，我们的信息也一直环绕在这个主题，而我们弟兄姐妹也不断的在操练灵命复苏。
Since last year, our messages have been centered around this theme, and our brothers and sisters have been constantly working towards spiritual revival.
好，那我要问你们了，到底我们怎么样才能够知道我们算是已经得到灵命复苏了？
So let me ask you a question. How do we know that we have already achieved spiritual revival?
有没有什么标准啊？有什么尺可以来衡量的？的一个标准啊？或者是通过考试啊、鉴定啊、认证啊的标准，让我们知道说哦，已经达到灵命复苏了。
Are there any criteria, for example, you use an instrument to measure, or to certify through tests or examination?
想一想，好像世上没有任何衡量鉴定的方法啊，也没有任何的仪器，我们可以知道我们是否得到灵命复苏。
It appears that we had really no scientific way of knowing whether or not we have achieved spiritual revival.
那你会说啊，那个是靠感觉的。
And you may say that it is based on each individual's feeling.
啊，我们会感觉，可是感觉也不可靠啊。
But the feelings may not be reliable.
啊，例如说，我们常常看人家在打球啊，游泳啊，开车啊。弹琴啊，我看起来好像很简单啊，可是当你去做了之后，你发现简不简单？不简单啊。
For example, playing ball, swimming, driving, and playing piano, they may all seem to be very easy.
你以为看久了你就自然就会了，但是其实你做了，知道你才知道说不是那么容易的。
You may think that you can eventually master this skill by just watching other people playing.
那这样问题来了。难道我们就没有办法知道我们是否得到灵命复苏了吗？
Does that mean that we will never know whether we have achieved spiritual revival?
那假如我们无法达到这个灵命复苏的这个目标，那我们推动灵命复苏就没有意义了。
If it is not achievable, then it will be meaningless, trying to push for spiritual revival.
因为大家那么辛苦，这么努力，才知道说，哦，原来这是达不到的目标，我们也没有办法知道，那不是我们浪费大家的时间跟精力吗？
If we all work so hard, and then in the end we find out we cannot achieve, aren't we wasting our time?
但是我告诉你们，其实灵命复苏是可以达成的，这关键在于我们要怎么样来定义灵命复苏。
Let me tell you that spiritual revival can really be achieved. The key is that how we define spiritual revival.
也就是说，我们必须先知道到底灵命复苏的意义是什么。我们这样，我们才有一个具体的一个目标去努力，然后呢，顺利的去达成。
In other words, we really need to know the true meaning of spiritual revival so we can work toward a tangible goal and eventually accomplish it.
根据我们刚才所读的这段经文，我们知道这是以西结在贝鲁时期当中的一位先知，神给他的一个意象当中看见了一幕，就是神来更新人神被神更新的一段预言。
The scripture that we just read tells us that Ezekiel is a prophet during the period of captivity.In the vision revealed to him by God, he saw a prophecy of renewal of man by God.
那这一段的意象呢，对于以色列当时的百姓是何等的鼓舞，因为尽管他们过去犯罪，受到神的管教，但是神仍然给他们恩典，给他们再次的机会。
This is really encouraging to the people of Israel at that time because despite that in the past they were disciplined by God for their sins, God still gave them grace and the opportunity to be renewed by God again.
那这段经节呢，我们看见他们可以再次重新被神更新，仿佛他们看见一幅灵命得着复苏的图画。
They can see that it can be renewed by God. It is just like that they can see a picture of spiritual revival.
那 假如这个就是所谓的灵命复苏，我相信对于今天的我们而言，一定有一个重要的功课我们可以学习的。
If this is the so-called spiritual revival to us in this day and age, there must be an important lesson for us to learn.
因此我们要一起来认识，来学习灵命复苏的意义。
Therefore, together, we really need to learn the meaning of spiritual revival.
那基本上我相信灵命复苏呢，是应当有一些的表现，可以让人很清楚地观察出来。
Basically, I think spiritual revival should be manifested by some signs that can be clearly observed.
好，就好像哎，有人怀孕了，怀孕不是光大肚子而已啊。哎，我们可以让人家从一些，你不需要去证明，拿着这个验孕报告到处去给人家看，人家可以观察出来，哎，这个人真是怀孕了。
Just as if someone is pregnant, it's not just a big bulging belly. You can see it even without any proof.
那大肚子很多，我太太常说我现在大肚子，可是没有人说我怀孕啊。
A lot of people have a big belly. My wife always said that I have a belly.
可是
but nobody said I'm pregnant.
可是你可以看到有些大肚子，他的一些反应，比如说常常肚子就保护他的肚子哈，可是他走路就很小心啊。比如说他穿衣服就穿那个啊这个不一样大肚子的衣服，你就可以从这些表现就看出他哦，他是怀孕了，不需要到处去讲，人家就是这个人是怀孕了。
We can tell from the actions of the pregnant woman that the way she protects her baby and the way she dressed, the way she walked, we don't really need any proof. We can tell that she's pregnant.
那同样灵命复苏也是如此的，但问题是有哪些现象我们可以看出来呢？
A spiritual revival is also similar, but what are the signs that will come with spiritual revival?
啊，以下。就是我们一起来明白来认识灵命复苏的意义，我们可以一起来学习。
In the following, we'll learn and study from the meaning of spiritual revival.
基本上有三方面我们可以看出来。第一方面是要有心态的改变。
Basically, there are three aspects. The first aspect is the change of attitude.
好，让我们一起来读第十九节上半节，预备，请。
I will give them an undivided heart and put a new spirit in them. I will remove from them their heart of stone and give them a heart of flesh.
好，有三方面呢，我们要来看见心态的改变。第一个呢是有合一的心。
There are three aspects we have to see the change of attitude. The first one is an undivided heart.
这里讲到说，我是指神哈，要使他们有合一的心，这个合一非常重要的。
It says, I will give them an undivided heart. This is very important to be in unity.
一个灵命复苏的人必须要愿意与人合一，并且能够活出一个合一的生命，这才是一个灵命复苏的人。
A spiritually revived person must be willing to become one with others.And can live a unified and undivided life.
一个独来独往不合群的人，我们不能够让人相信他是一个灵命复苏的人。
Someone who is a loner, we cannot think that he's a spiritually revived person.
但合一呢，必须要有神的参与，因为我们自己达不到合一的目标。
Unity requires God's participation. We cannot do it on our own.
这里讲到说神要使他们合一。
God can make us to become one.
耶稣基督他为了拯救世人来到这个世界上，但是在他离开世界之前呢，为我们祷告，那个祷告呢就一再的强调你们要合而为一。
Jesus Christ came to this world to save us. In his prayer for us before his death, he repeatedly emphasized becoming one.
好，我们一起来读这段很宝贵的经文，好不好？
Let's read this scripture together.
好，预备，请。
My prayer is not for them alone. I pray also for those who will believe in me through their message, that all of them may be one.Father, just as you are in me and I'm in you, may they also be in us so that the world may believe that you have sent me. I have given them the glory that you gave me, that they may be one as you are one. I mean, so that it may be brought to complete unity, then the world.
好，这里讲到了合而为一的秘诀，就是与基督合一。
This tells us the key to becoming one is to become one with Christ.
我们在教会里面常常听到我们要合一，要合一，但是要合谁的一？好像谁说话大声，大家跟他一样啊，他就不吵不闹了啊，大家都合一了，不是这样子的。
We hear a lot in church that we want to be one, but how do we become one?
这里告诉我们，在圣经这一段经文告诉说，我们要合一是要我们与基督合一，就像基督与天父合一一样。所以我们必须在与主合一的基础上，每个人都与主合一了，那我们自然就合一了。
This passage tells us that we want to be united with God. So, and then when we are all united with God, then on that basis, we can be united with others.
当我们可以与主连结的时候，我们就能够与他人连结，否则我们连不起来啊。
So, when we are able to be united with our Lord, then we can be united with others.
那当我们能够健康的与其他众肢体连结的时候，那就说明一个灵命复苏基督徒应有的表现。
When we can be united with the different parts of the body, it exemplifies how a spiritually revived Christian should look like.
那第二个现象呢，是要让圣灵内住。
The second one is let the Holy Spirit be in us.
那第十九节接下来说，也要将心灵放在他们里面。
The scripture said that put a new spirit in them.
在旧约时代，其实那时候还没有赐下圣灵可以住在信徒心里，但是今天呢，我们生活在新约时代，却能够幸运的经历圣灵的内住。
During the times of the Old Testament, God had not yet sent the Spirit to live in the hearts of the believers. However, in the era of the New Testament, we are blessed to be able to experience the Holy Spirit in us.
那请问什么是圣灵内住呢？
What is meant by Holy Spirit being in us?
约翰福音十四章十六节到十七节，这里有一段耶稣所说的话。
In John chapter 14, verses 16 and 17, Jesus said,
好，我们一起同声来念好吗？
Let's all read together.
请，要交付。就是圣灵要住在我们里面啊。
So the Holy Spirit being in us.
所以圣灵内住其实就是神与人同在的一种方式。
The Holy Spirit being in us is a way of God being with us.
当我们接受耶稣基督做我们个人的救主，成为基督徒的那一刻，其实就是邀请圣灵住在我们心里面。
When we accepted Jesus as our Savior to become Christians,We have actually invited the Holy Spirit to be in our hearts.
而身为基督徒的我们，当我们知道已经有圣灵内住，我们就要经常提醒自己，活出一个有神同在的生命。
As a Christian, when we know that we already have the Holy Spirit in us, we must constantly remind ourselves to live a life with the presence of God.
我们就能够经历神的安慰，神的扶持。也能够顺服神的带领。
We'll be able to experience the comfort and support of God and be obedient to the leadership of God.
所以保罗呢就勉励哥林多教会这样说。
Paul encouraged the Corinthians church and said,
哥林多前书六章十九节，我们一起来读好吗？
First Corinthians chapter 6, verse 19. Let's all read together.
记不住。这里讲到说，我们已经有圣灵住在我们里面了，因为我们的身体就是圣灵的殿啊。
It says that we already have Holy Spirit in us because our bodies are temples of the Holy Spirit.
这里强调的是我们要活出一个美好见证的重要。
It stresses the importance of leading a life with a good testimony.
这也是说明我们若要得着灵命复苏应有的表现。
This also, how we should live even when we receive a spiritual revival.
最后是心态的改变，是实心变成肉心。
The last aspect is turning a heart of stone to a heart of flesh.
经文这里说说又从他们肉体中除掉石心，赐给他们肉心。那请问我们要怎么样来分辨石心跟肉心？其实你不需要动心脏手术，把这个心拿出来看是硬的还是软的。
The scripture said that I will remove from them their heart of stone and give them a heart of flesh. How do you tell a stone heart from a heart of flesh? You don't need an open heart surgery to see it.
那实心的是刚硬的，是顽梗的，是冷酷的，没有感受的，是倔强的，不受感动的。但是肉心不一样哦。
Stone heart is hard, cold with no feelings, stubborn and cannot be moved. But the heart of flesh is different.
它是柔软的，是有感染力的，是能够触动心灵，对人有感应，并且有生命的活力，能以柔克刚的。
The heart of flesh is soft and contagious. It is responsive to and can touch people's hearts. It has the vitality of life, and it can wear out and overcome the rigid.
实心之所以可以变成肉心，这个乃是圣灵的工作，是神的作为，而不是人的努力。
A stone heart can be turned into a heart of flesh. It is the work of the Holy Spirit. It is God's doing.
当你仍然是实心的时候，你会发现你对其他人是冷酷的，没有怜悯心的。可是当你变成肉心的时候，你对人的缺乏是充满热情的，你对那些世上灵魂是蛮有负担的。
When you have a stone heart, you will find that you are cold to others and have no mercy. But when your heart is turned into flesh, you become passionate with other people's needs and lacks, and you feel obligated to those who have lost their souls.
当你是实心的时候，你只想到自己的需要，并且为自己活，别人的存在都是为了满足你的目的。可是当你变成肉心的时候，你体谅别人的缺乏，更看重自己的责任。因为你相信你的存在是为了要满足别人的需要。
When you have a stone heart, you only think about your own needs and you live for yourself. Other people are simply there to serve your purposes. But when your heart becomes a heart of flesh, you will appreciate the needs and lacks of others. You will value much more your responsibilities because you believe you are here to meet the needs of others.
好，如果是这样的话，我要请问各位。你认为一个灵命复苏的人，他应该要有实心还是肉心呢？
Do you think a spiritually revived person should have a stone heart or a heart of flesh?
肉心好。那接下来，请问在你里面，在你的里面，你认为你比较属于实心还是肉心？你不要回答哈，你自己问自己哈，你想一想，你是比较属于实心还是肉心呢？
Do you think there's more of a stone heart or of a heart of flesh inside you?
一个神所喜悦、有爱心的基督徒，必定是有一颗肉心来对待周围的人，并且有能力可以回应神那爱的呼召。
A loving and God-pleasing Christian must have a heart of flesh to all the people around him, and has the capability to respond to God's call for love.
所以你心态的改变，第一方面，你心态的改变，你要常常来提醒自己。
So for your changing attitude, you must constantly remind yourself.
来知道说我到底有没有已经灵命复苏了。
So that you can know that whether you have achieved spiritual revival.
第二方面呢，是有悔罪的行动。
The second aspect is the actions of repentance.
第二，我们来读第二十节跟第十八节。预备，请。
Let's read verse
20 and 18. 好，同样有三方面悔罪的行动。第一个是顺从律例。
There are also three aspects for this. The first one is follow decrees.
好，这个律例呢，希伯来文叫做 chukwa。这个字，它的意思是法令、条例、制定的事。
Follow my decrees in Hebrew is a chukwa. It means law, ordinance, regulations.
通常这是指神所亲自 他颁布的诫命，也就是我们所谓的十诫，大家所熟悉的十诫。
Usually it refers to the commandment enacted by God himself, namely the Ten Commandments.
那我们都知道，大家很多人都会背这十诫。那其实十诫的前四诫是讲到人跟神的关系，后面的六诫是提到人跟人的关系。
A lot of us are familiar with the Ten Commandments. The first four commandments refer to the relationship between man and God, and the last six commandments describe the relationship between people.
那在新约时代呢，耶稣他把十诫升华，就是总结到一个字，那个字就是什么？爱，也就是爱神跟爱人。
In the era of New Testament, Jesus extricate and sum up the Ten Commandments into one word, that is love. That is to love God and love your neighbor.
有一次耶稣在回答一位律法师，他熟悉圣经的所有的这个旧约的经文，有关于诫命的问题的时候，耶稣这样说。
Jesus replied to the question on the commandments raised by a Pharisee who are very familiar with the scripture, he said.
好，我们一起来读，好不好？
Let's all read together.
请。好，这里说明呢，一位灵命付出者必须要顺从爱的诫命，也就是说要活出爱的生命。
A spiritually revived person must obey the commandment of love, that is to live a life of love.
好，接下来第二方面要遵行典章。
The second one is abide by the laws.
好，这里这个典章呢，在希伯来文呢叫 mishpat 这个字，它的意思是指律法、正义、审判、规矩。
Laws in Hebrew is a mishpat. It means laws, justice, trials, and the rules.
除了十诫之外呢，神也赐下其他的律法要百姓去遵守，这就是所谓的典章。
In addition to the Ten Commandments, God also set forth other laws for the people to abide by. This is what is called the statutes.
那一般呢是指摩西五经当中所列出的让百姓去遵守的这些的条例。那这些旧约的圣经学者就把它列出来，在文士就把它列出来，总共有631条规矩。
This is what is called, generally they refer to the various rules listed in the first five books of the Hebrew scriptures for people to comply with. They are 631 rules.
那许多近前的以色列人到今天他们还在遵守这631条的规矩，或是所谓的典章。
Many of the sincere Jews to this day are still complying with this 631 rules.
可能你会觉得说，这些所制定的这么多的条例是专门针对那个时代，在当时的那个文化习俗当中的人所写的，也许对我们今天来讲的现代人未必适用。
You may think that those rules were probably set up specifically for people with the cultural and custom background in that era. Perhaps many of those rules may not be applicable to us today.
这是没有错的。不过呢，它当中有很多的真理或是原则是不受时空的限制，今亦仍存的。
While that may indeed be the case, there's no time and geographical limit with respect to the truths or principles associated with those rules. The essence of those rules still stands.
而且神的心意是不会，永远都不会改变的。
And God's mind will not change.
例如说，基督徒在敬拜的时候，不需要像以前一样献上生祭，但是其中呢，使罪得赦免，必须要付上代价，以及信徒必须向神感恩奉献的道理，那至今仍然适用的。
For example, Christians are no longer required to offer sacrifices in their worship to God, but a price must be paid for the forgiveness of our sins.And the fact that we believers must offer our thanksgiving to God is still applicable.
虽然时代在变，但是神的心意不会改变的。
Although times are changing, but God's mind is still the same.
所以保罗就这样提醒我们。
Paul reminded us.
我们一起来读在罗马书十二章第二节这样说。
Let's all read Romans 12:2.
预备，来。只有神的恩典所更新的心才能够明白神的心意并且遵行他的律法。
Only the hearts renewed by God's grace can understand his mind and obey his laws.
因此遵行典章是对一位灵命复苏的基督徒而言不一定要一板一眼去遵行那些繁琐礼节，但是却需要在凡事上查验神的心意，并且活出讨神喜悦的生命。
Therefore, to a spiritually revived Christian, following the rules does not mean that you have to follow every little detail to the letter, but you need to ensure that you observe God's mind in all things and live a life that can please God.
最后一个悔罪的行动乃是要离弃罪恶。
The last one is to forsake sins.
这二十一节下半节是说，至于那些心中随从可憎可厌之物的，这个是指当时百姓随从异教偶像的崇拜，并且效法他们的恶行。
Verse 21 said, "But as for those whose hearts are devoted to their vile images and detestable idols." This passage refers to the people at the time who worshipped the pagan idols and followed their evil.
在十八节那里，我们可以看出说，这是为什么神惩罚他们的罪，使他们被掳到异乡他地，受到管教之后能够悔改，就是因为他们除灭他们能够除掉这一切可憎可恶。
In verse 18, we can see that's why God punished them for their sins.Let them become captive to a foreign land so that they would repent after being disciplined.
当他们除掉这些偶像，这些的不讨神喜悦的这些东西物品之后，这就是一种悔改的行动。
The destruction of these idols, that is, all the detestable things, is an action of repentance.
那今天我们来想，虽然我们没有崇拜这么多的这种图腾啊，这种偶像啊，这些。但是我们今天也活在一个充满可憎可厌之物的时代啊。
Although today we're not worshiping a lot of different idols, but we're still living in an era full of detestable things.
怎么说呢？以前我们犯罪可能要出门去，然后呢，而且还有受害人。但是现在呢，我们犯罪呢，你只要在家里关上房门。你只要透过电脑或是手机，你就可以行恶得罪神，信不信？
In the past, crimes are only committed outside the criminal's home, and there will be a victim. But now, people can commit crimes inside the rooms of their own homes. They can do evil things and offend God through a computer or a cell phone.
对我们而言，所谓可憎可厌之物，就是一切可以让我们违背神旨意、不讨神喜悦的事物。这些事物就会捆绑我们。
The so-called detestable things are all that can make us disobey God's will and things that will not please God. We are held hostage by these things.
一个灵命复苏的基督徒。他不应该活在一个被罪恶捆绑的环境中，同不同意？
A spiritually revived Christian should not continue to live in an environment trapped by sins. Do you agree?
除非你可以靠主得胜，离弃罪恶的辖制，否则你仍不是一个真正灵命复苏的人，同意吗？
Unless you can rely on the Lord to declare victory and forsake the captivity by evils and sins, otherwise you are not yet a true spiritually revived person. Agree?
好，除了有这个心态的改变以及悔罪的行动，还有一个我们必须要有的，就是有坚定的信念。
Other than the changing attitude and the action of repentance, we also need to have a firm faith.
好，我们一起来读第二十节的下半节跟二十一节。
Let's read all together the second half of verse 20 and verse 21.
备来。好，有三方面坚定的信念是我们必须有的。
There are three aspects of affirming the faith we must have.
第一个是我们是神的子民。
The first one is we are God's people.
当神对我们说他们要做我的子民，这是神的宣告、应许、承诺。
When God said they will be my people, this is God's declaration, promise, and commitment.
这好像是说他们是属于我的人，别人不许乱来。
It is like saying we are His people, and no one is allowed to mess with us.
我们在社会上可能用这样比较粗的话，就这个人是我造的，你不要动他。
In today's society, we say, this man is under my wing, don't touch him.
那对我们领受这句话的意思呢，是乃是我们希望我们能够永远认定他。一生跟随他，遵他而行，讨他喜悦，不管任何的环境如何，这样的信念永远都不改变，也永远不动摇。
For us, this means that he hopes that we will always commit to him, follow him for life, obey him, and please him. No matter how the environment changes, this belief will never change and will never waver.
当我们做神的子民，这表示我们是属于神的，而不是属于这个世界的。因为我们从世界是被分别出来，已经被分别出来的。
When we as the people of God, proclaim that we belong to God and do not belong to this world because we are separated from the world.
这不但是上帝的恩典跟怜悯，这更是我们至高的荣誉啊。
This is not only God's grace and mercy, but also our highest honor.
在彼得前书二章九节到十节这样说。
In 1 Peter chapter 2, verses 9 and 10,
好，我们一起来。
Let's all read together.
作为神的子民是有责任的，就好像每个国家的国民都应当有当尽的义务跟责任。
There's a responsibility as the people of God. It is just like every citizen has his duty and responsibility.
那我们是很幸运啊，被神拣选，可以成为这个君尊的祭司，可以圣洁的国度，成为神的子民。但我们也要有作为神国子民当尽的义务跟责任呢、啊、
We're very lucky. We're the chosen people, a royal priesthood, and we have our responsibility. We also have the responsibility.
那这里所提到我们的责任是什么呢？就是去传扬神的福音啊。
Our responsibility is to spread the gospel of God.
去宣扬神的福音到那些还没有听到福音的这些人当中。
To spread the gospel to those people who haven't heard it.
所以一个灵命复苏的人，除了他会认定自己属神之外，他更会喜爱传扬福音来满足神的心意。
A spiritually revived person not only believes that he belongs to God, but also loves to spread the gospel to fulfill God's mind.
那第二个信念呢，是上帝是我们的神。
The second one is that the Lord is our God.
经文这里说，我要做他们的神。这句话的意思并不是说神要来管制，要来剥削我们，那象征着神要为我们负责到底，要亲自跟我们同在，要保守，要供应，要带领我们一切的需用。
The scripture said that I will be their God.This does not mean that God wants to rule and exploit us, but to signify that God is responsible for us. He will be with us, lead us, protect us, and provide for all our needs.
我们都很喜欢诗篇23篇，那里讲到耶和华是我的 牧者，我必不致缺乏。他领我在可安歇的水边，然后呢，他使我的灵魂苏醒。然后呢，我虽然行过死荫的幽谷，也不怕这。你看这样的一位牧者带领我们，可以躺卧在青草地，可以放心享受在溪水旁，就算行过死荫幽谷也不怕遭害。为什么？因为他与我们同在。
We all like Psalm chapter 23. It says the Lord is our shepherd, and because of him we will not be in want. We can not only comfortably lie down in green pastures, but also safely enjoy besides the stream waters. Even if we walk through the valley of the shadow of death, we will fear no evil, for he is with us.
我们看见一位负责任的神，向我们有这样的保证。
We see a responsible God make these promises.
他要与我们同在，他要供应我们一切的需用。
He will be with us.
要保护我们，要带领我们。
He will be with us, he will lead us, he will protect us, he will provide us.
在启示录二十一章第三节到最后，我们可以看见那一幕，同样的神再一次的来啊，再一次的来宣告这一段的经文，他要做我们的神。
In Revelation chapter 21 verse 3, we also see that God declares that he wants to be our God.
我们一起来读好不好？这个经文，预备。
Let's all read together.
第一段。所以神的帐幕在人间呢，不是在天堂哎。我们在人世间就可以经历到神与我们同在，要做我们的神，要带领我们，要供应我们一切的需要。
So God will be us on earth, and even it's not in heaven. Even on earth, he will be with us. He will lead us and protect us.
那既然神要与我们同在，我们有什么好担心的呢？
So God's going to be with us. So what else do we have to worry about?
今天我们面对很多的人世界的挑战，可能会让我们挫折，但是神告诉我们，神若与帮助我们，谁能抵挡我们呢？
We face a lot of challenges, and it may make us frustrated, but if God's going to be with us, so what are we afraid of?
没有错，苦难会让我们放弃坚持，撒旦也会用谎言来欺骗我们，但是一位灵命复苏的人一定会守住这样的信念，因为他会相信神的承诺，无论在各样的情况当中，神都不会离弃我们。
Sufferings will cause us to give up.Satan will lie to deceive us, but a spiritually revived person will hold his belief because he believes in God's commitment. Under no circumstances, God will desert us.
最后呢，这个信念是神要照所行的报应。
Lastly, God said, I will bring down on their own heads.
二十一节下半节说，我必照他们所行的报应在他们头上。那这句话的意思是说，那些心中随从可憎可厌之物的，必定会有报应临到他们。
Verse 21 it said, "I will bring down on their own heads what they have done." This means that those who follow the detestable things in their hearts will receive the retribution in return.
请大家注意看这段经文哈，圣经这里写着什么？他不是说光是行为犯罪会有报应哎。他是说，只要心中随从可憎可厌之物的，必遭报应。
Please know that this is not to say that only a crime by action will lead to retribution, but that as long as the hearts follow detestable things, there will be retribution.
也就是说，我们心里犯罪里面的罪，跟行为上的犯罪。都是一样的，都要一样要受审遭报的。
So our crime committed by our action and the sins in our heart, they both will be punished.
难怪耶稣会教导我们，告诉我们说，我们心里动一念就是犯奸淫，我们心里恨人就是犯了杀人罪。
No wonder Jesus said that. You will be guilty of adultery if you have any thoughts or lust in your heart. If you hate someone in your mind, it is the same as committing the sin of a murder.
可是你在心里的罪，没有一个国家，没有任何一个一条法律可以把你抓去关起来的。
If you just have a sin in your heart, there's no law in any country to put you in the jail.
呀，我只是想想而已，我又没有实际去做，没有人可以拿你怎么样。
I was only thinking about it. Nobody can do anything about it.
可是在上帝的标准不是这样啊。
But God's standard is different.
有一个天上的法庭啊，会照着我们所想的，所心里的罪也一样，心里所想的这些也同样要遭报的。
There's a court in heaven that all the sins in your heart will also be judged.
虽然神蛮有怜悯跟恩惠，但是神也是公义、赏罚分明的。他不会以有罪的为无罪。
Although God is full of mercy and grace, God is righteous and just. He will not treat a guilty person as innocent.
每个人都要为自己的罪付上代价。
Each individual will have to pay for his own sin.
不管是行为上的罪或是心里面的罪。
Regardless whether it's a crime by action or sin in your heart.
那既然如此，一个灵命复苏的人就不会去故意的去犯罪，也就是说，他会随时提醒自己，以敬畏神的态度远离罪恶，包括思想、意念方面的罪，他都会去克制，因为他知道神是轻慢不得的。
As such, a spiritually revived person will not intentionally commit a sin. That is, he will always alert himself to stay away from the evil for fear of the Spirit of God.He will refrain from all sins, including any evil thoughts in his head. He knows that he cannot take God lightly.
因为他也知道罪的结果是严重的，而且将来的刑罚也是严厉的。
Because the result of a sin is serious, and the punishment is severe.
在约翰一书五章十八节，这样也这样提醒我们。
In 1 John,Chapter 5, verse 18.
然后我们一起来读，好不好？
Let's all read together.
请，我知道。自己那恶者就无法害他。一个被神改变的人，如果他相信神的审判，而对神心存敬畏，他在生活上就会保持洁身自爱，时刻远离罪恶，谨慎言行举止。我们相信这样的人才是真正灵命复苏的人。
For a person who is changed by God, if he believes in God's judgment and fears God, he will keep himself free of sin in his life, always stay away from evil, and he be cautious in words and deeds. We believe that this is the true spiritually revived person.
我们知道原来灵命复苏是可以从人的外在表象来看出来的。
It turns out that spiritual revival can be identified from the signs of one's outer appearance.
那这样子，你在检视自己到底有没有得到灵命复苏，你就可以问自己：你有让人家看出来这些表象吗
？So you can ask yourself, and can other people see that you have all the signs?
没错，灵命得到复苏是神的主权，因为是神。把这样的改变把心放在我那边肉心有神的主动的主权但是这也需要人的回应的
Although spiritual revival is controlled by God but it also requires our response
当神愿意使我们有一个合一的心也赐下圣灵在我们里面并且在我们肉体当中除掉实心变成肉心接下来是我们的责任
When God is willing to give us an undivided heart, put the Holy Spirit in us, and remove from us the heart of stone and give us the heart of flesh, then the next is our responsibility.
就是能够有悔改的行动来信靠顺服神的话语和他的带领并且愿意一生一世来认定他荣耀他侍奉他敬畏他
That is to take repentant actions to rely on and obey God's words and His leadership and willing to commit to Him, to glorify Him, to serve Him, and to fear Him.
因此灵命复苏并非我们脱胎换骨如同得到武功盖世的本领能够呼风唤雨百病不侵。 灵命服事乃是我们生命可以被神雕塑与改变，重新恢复我们应当有的平安与喜乐，以及精彩和丰盛。
If a spiritual revival is not like getting a new body, reaching a level of martial arts that's beyond human's capability, being able to control the world, and no disease being able to invade us, spiritual revival is that our life can be molded and changed by God to restore our peace and joy and to be exquisite and abundant.
今天我们虽然活在一个世界充满种种的污秽，以及面对我们必须面对各样的挑战，仇敌撒旦也随时在引诱我们犯罪，控告我们软弱，并且让我们失败。然而，我们得到灵命复苏就不一样了，我们就可以靠主刚强，可以得胜有余，而且不会虚度我们每一天的光阴。
Today we're living in a world exposed to all kinds of pollution and facing a variety of challenges. Our enemy Satan is also constantly trying to lure us to sin, accuse us of weakness, and cause us to fail. But it will be different when we have received spiritual revival. We can rely on our Lord to become strong, can easily win the war, and will not waste our time at all.
网络上最近有人发给我一段 很有意思的一段话。
Through the internet, somebody sent me a very interesting saying by Jack Ma.
我们一起来读这段预备，就这样。关键是。我们睡醒了吗？盼望我们每一个人都醒了。
I hope that every one of us will wake up.
乃是因为我们都得着灵命复苏，否则我们只有浪费我们的人生岁月，那就太对不起神的恩典了。
Because we all hope that it was because of all we all have received spiritual revival. Otherwise, we'll be wasting our lives and squandering away God's grace.
因此，倘若你觉得你心仍刚硬，你不能够跟人家合一，求神来改变我们的心，来改造我们，让我们可以活出真理，以至于凡事能够按神旨意而行。
Therefore, if you feel that your heart is still hard and cannot become one with others, let's pray to God to change our hearts so that we can live in the truth and everything we do is in accordance with God's will.
并且认定我们是属神儿女的身份，活出荣美的见证，并且坚持到底，来表明我们真的是得着灵命复苏，好吗？
Commit ourselves as children of God, lead a life that as a testimony of God's glory and persist till the end to show that we have truly received spiritual revival, okay?
好，让我们一起起立，我们来回应这首，来唱这首《改造我的心》。
Let's all rise and sing this Change Your My Heart.
Change my heart,